Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, except the porridge is all over her outfit. And it's not porridge.
Oh my God, Jeffrey. Wow.
Those are the types of stories that we hear when we do this segment called Busted.
Oh my gosh.
Where people share stories about how they caught their exes being unfaithful. And we've already got a few people on the line ready to tell us what happened to them. So let's just talk to Charlotte. Charlotte, welcome to the show. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Yeah, so I got a call that my boyfriend had gotten into a car accident and that he was in the hospital and I needed to come pick him up, right?
Oh, no. I like how the hospital's like, hey, we don't want him. Could you just come get him, please?
It's pretty broken.
Thankfully, it wasn't that bad, but I go to the hospital. I'm in the waiting room. Finally, my name gets called over the PA system, but along with some other woman's name.
Oh,
when I stand up, this other woman across the room stands up, and we both, like, awkwardly walk towards this room, like, kind of side-eyeing each other, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And he's so high on painkillers that when he sees the both of us, he just starts laughing hysterically, and he's like, whoops, you two weren't supposed to meet.
Whoops, you two weren't supposed to meet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Good.
Look at that pink elephant in the corner. He's not supposed to be here either.
What happened?
The doctor explained to the both of us that he didn't know who to call because we were both in his phone labeled as girlfriends.
Oh, no. So he didn't break any bones until you guys left.
We both just started yelling at him. It was so horrible.
Yeah. He left the hospital single, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right.
Oh, 100%.
All right.
The only thing that died was his relationships.
Let's hear from Bob. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
All right. So, I take my car to work and...
That's a good place to take it.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Cool flex, man.
Yeah. Anyway, the battery dies on my car.
I hate that.
I decided to just take the bus home from work.
All right.
Okay. Smart. You just didn't want to deal with jumping it?
Yeah, I'll deal with it the next day. Uh-huh. And then I was excited because I was coming up onto the stop that my girlfriend gets on, that she takes the bus from work and takes her home. So I was coming up to her stop.
Okay. Oh, so you could possibly surprise her. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it'd be a nice surprise to, like, we could ride the bus together. But as soon as she gets on the bus, she kisses the bus driver on the lips.
Whoa! What the heck?
And I'm watching, like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
So I'm watching her kiss this guy, and she's sitting on his lap while kissing him for, like, a few stops, too.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Well, he sounds like a pretty talented driver, if you ask me.
Her hands are on the wheel.
Yeah.
The big, huge wheel.
Wow.
So we both get off the bus, and she's, like, shocked to see me.
Yeah.
I bet. Oh.
Seriously.
Hey,
and I was like, what the hell is that all about? Uh-huh. And she says she just does it for free bus rides.
Oh. Well,
aren't bus rides like a dollar?
Yeah.
No, 65 cents is too steep.
You guys, it's much more than that. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You also kissed the bus drivers,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Brooke.
Under five, but still worth the savings.
Let's go to Alice. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So I had a feeling that my boyfriend was cheating on me. And I went on to Reddit and I posted I was looking for somebody to help me catch him, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So this girl got back to me and she said that she was willing to help me. And I told her to DM him with flirty texts, whatever, and get back to me with what he said.
Right. It's like a sting operation.
Ooh, yeah. This is always so shady when people do this. But go ahead.
She already knows he's cheating. I mean, like, once you have the feeling she's cheating, she just needs proof at this point, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So she got back to me after a couple days and said that he never replied to her, never said anything.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, well, in your face, Brooke. Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, I was definitely relieved. Like, okay, maybe I just was in my head about it, overreacting, whatever.
Yeah. He passed the test. Good.
Well, like 3 months go by and I'm skimming through Reddit and I come across this post from this girl asking for advice. And the title of her post is, "What do you do when you start hooking up with a guy and you lied to his girlfriend about it?"
Oh, very specific.
Very specific.
Please tell me she didn't have the same username
on. It's like her real name.
Reddit.
I didn't recognize the username, but I looked at her profile picture, and it's her and my boyfriend.
I mean, I feel like Reddit, you usually go on for anonymous advice.
Yeah.
Just like blow up your own spot.
Oh, my God.
So I did the thing and I went through his phone and turns out they'd been talking ever since I had her send those first messages.
Wow.
Okay.
So you actually
didn't trust anyone.
She played matchmaker here.
Yeah, I know. You set them up, Alice.
Yeah, that was really dumb. I am definitely never doing that again.
Okay.
Can't trust people on the internet.
Weird.
It's shocking.
Breaking news.
Okay, well, hit up our text board at 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. We got your phone tab coming up next.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.